ask people to bear with me. It's going to be a short statement, but those that do know me, know that I can be a little bit emotional, and I'm going to work my way through this, and I'm going to purposely not look at a number of people in the room. So please don't imply anything relative to my demeanor, and hopefully hear my words, and hopefully bear with me as I get through this. And I will take breaths and try to remain in the moment. So, running a school system, any school system, certainly here in Traverse City, is a messy business. There's a lot involved in running a school system like this. 10,000 students, you've all heard it, $100 million operation, 1,500 employees, 18,000 parents, 80,000, 90,000 taxpayers. There's a lot of constituencies. We've all recognized that there will be differences of opinion within in that there. One of the thing I want to reflect on and to share is, and really to speak to a lot of people, many of them in the room today, I've been told the phrase, "Paul, you don't deserve this." And I appreciate the sentiments that come with that phrase. I appreciate what people are saying when they say that. And so I don't want to diminish the intent of that. And while this may be a far end of putting up with stuff as a superintendent of a district like this, it kind of goes with the territory. And when you are subject to intense, consistent, relentless public scrutiny, there's imperfection, and when you want to find imperfection, you can find it, certainly. Referencing 80,000 documents FOIA'd, again, trying to find something, anything. And you think about your life in the last 9 months of every one of your communications behind closed doors or in a email picked out and twisted. That's part of the job. I'm not complaining about that. I'm actually saying that is part of the job. That's part of what I signed up for. When I started, I knew there'd be some tough decisions that we needed to make. 3 years ago when you were considering my superintendency, we knew that. We knew we had to make tough decisions. So I knew at that time, you may go back and look at the tape, I said this job could have a short shelf life. I knew what we had to do in front of us. I definitely respect people's differences of opinion, and I respect that sometimes getting to an end involves a lot of messiness. One thing that I've always wanted to say, and sometimes you don't have to say everything that you want to say, but the one thing, when we started out in the closing of schools, one of the things we, as it related to Old Mission, was, is there any way we can keep it open? I didn't see a way we could keep it open, but I said, let's try to find one. Now, might have been messy getting there, but we somehow found a way to keep Old Mission open. Now, I get it. I get that people are not, don't like some of the way we got there. But as I hear the comments, it's at end of the day, where we started was a statement that said, I'm going to try to find a way that we can keep it open. I didn't have it at the time. Worked hard. We got there. But I respect people's statements, and I respect, I knew that situation could be one that, and if you look across the state, those are, you close an elementary building, those are tough calls, and people have had to do it, and they do result in leadership changes. The relationships with principals, a little bit different, didn't see that coming, but I've take pride that I have personal relationships with each one of them, and I try to do that with every employee in the district, but I also respect their opinion and their differences of opinion, and I respect that they have a right to try to get some of their questions answered. That's really not what I want to talk about here. I want to transition back to the phrase, I don't deserve this. And I want to put it in a different context one in which I agree. I didn't agree with the first context, because that's my job. But surprisingly, and I look forward to talking to people one-to-one about this and sharing it at the right times and places, I have had so many blessings through this. Thank you for bearing with me. I'm just got a few little bit more comments. The blessings I have is what I feel like. Who deserves that? I've learned a ton of lessons. I've been given the opportunity for deep reflection. I've reviewed priorities. People have helped me examine my relationship with God. And those people know who they are. And I want to say thanks to them. I continue to be amazed by the power of grace. I could write a book, and maybe someday I will, but I'm not going to bore you too much more with that stuff. I think you might get it. I am going to begin to wrap this up with just another thing I've learned is the power of gratitude and just the amazing, amazing deepening of relationships that I've experienced through all of this. It's been quite a huge blessing. It's been a blessing of wide support. And I want to express to every single individual, people who I don't know well, people who I do know well but maybe just in passing, every small comment that's been made to me in the intention of support or uplifting, I want to express deep gratitude for that. There's no way that I can list every one of them, so I'm not going to try, but I want to make sure people hear every small comment that has been given to me, whether it's in the shopping and in the local food market or an email, has been meaningful and has lifted me up. That said, and this is where it'll get tough, so I'm going to have to ask you to bear with me. Bear with me. I got some special recognition I want to share. You know, first, Stacy, you've been put in a tough spot, coming in this like you've come in. You know, tough spot. It isn't always like this, I will tell you that. So thank you, Stacy. The executive team, including Kina. I'm simply not sitting here without them. Give me 30 seconds. I will keep this together, even though it doesn't look like it. Yep. This group of professionals sharing the responsibility of running this complex organization, and such an incredibly smart, talented folks, is rewarding beyond belief. They see the best and worst in me, for sure. And like someone pointed out, although I had thought I had everybody fooled, that I'm not perfect. I'm just grateful for their continued support and for the relationships that we've developed. And you know, there's no I in running this thing. I get that I'm the superintendent, but without them, this place simply isn't even close to where it is today. There's 97% of credit goes to them. And then finally, I want to recognize my family. And again, this might be a little tough. This kind of thing can certainly take its toll. the you don't deserve this first part, I get it. That's part of what I signed up for. But maybe that does apply to a family. I want to acknowledge my mom. Hope she's watching. She is in Florida. She's the one who's taught me about honesty and integrity. She's a fighter, a winner, an inspiration. It's probably a good thing she's in Florida. And I try to keep her there until this gets done, so we better get done with this quick. If it's hard, she taught me what's right, even if it's hard. You stand up for what's right. That's where I get it from. A lot of those things that people find on the imperfections of me come from her, and if those of you who have met her understand that very well. Then, of course, my children. One of the incredible blessings through all of this is, as I was recognizing, you know, turning this into blessings as the original investigation was going on, to see them mature. I mean, it's a tough spot. They're, many of you know who they are. One of them sitting in the audience. There's no way I can look at it right now. You know, they're getting to that point of growing from children to adult. Pretty cool to see it. And lastly, you know where I'm going with the last one. Thank you, Jane. Okay. So, you know, I've already gotten sloppy enough. I wish I didn't do this, frankly, but when I was a kid, I will tell you, I was even as I got into older than you'd think you should, I was always crying in church when the songs came on, and my mom would tell you that one. So it's been with me since I was a kid. But, you know, to my wife, who's, of course, my life partner and best friend. I wish she didn't have to go through this, but she's been so strong, and I appreciate it. She knows how much I love her. And while she's not with me every day at work that all this stuff happens, she's always present in my mind. I do appreciate the time that the board has let me do that. It's actually another life blessing to be able to do that, even though I'm crying sopping mess in front of the world to see. But that is part of being in this position, that you are subject to that. And I am who I am. Definitely imperfect. Understand always to work toward improvement. But I do very much appreciate you giving me the time to do that. And with that, out of respect for the process and respect for the unnamed individuals who potentially, I don't want to violate any type of privacy or confidentiality regarding personnel issues, I will request that we go into closed session for the remainder.
With that.